On this week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast, we're going to talk about one thing that limits your results, but more importantly, we're going to talk about what you can do about it. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 50,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. This week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast is brought to you by our brand new sales training program. Going to be talking all about it at the end of the podcast. If you happen to be impatient like I am, feel free to go have a look at it right now, provided you're not in the car and you can, unlike that texting and driving type of stuff, man, pull over, and you could certainly visit yoursalesplaybook.com/get started. Now, speaking of getting started, let's get started here. I'm going to let the cat out of the proverbial bag, like right out of the gate. I don't want there to be any mystery in this podcast episode. So one of the things that I mentioned in the intro to the podcast is that we're going to be talking about one of the biggest reasons why one of the things that can limit our success. Now, I don't want this episode to be about sitting there and we're taking a trip to negative town. Man, I hate when sales reps do this, or don't ever do this, or whatever. We're going to address it, and then we're going to have a grown-up conversation about what you can do about it. So you ready? Here it is. It's rather simple, and you might be inclined to say, duh. Which I hope you don't, man. Never mind hurt my feelings. It's just, I think it's going to get in the way here. But it's a lack of action. It's a lack of action. I think we have this horrible habit as human beings. And by the way, I'm using the word we because I'm right in there with you. I haven't figured this entirely out. I just made this observation about myself a few years back. And ever since I kind of got myself back, I make sure now that the reps that I work with in my coaching program, that I try to get them on the right path. And today I want to get you guys on the right path. So this whole lack of action, the problem is that we consume. We consume and we really don't take action. I want you to think about this. Think about how many podcasts you listen to. I'm guessing that you happen to be a fan of podcasts. You're listening to mine. Most of the time, people listen to a whole variety of podcasts on a variety of topics. But the problem is a lot of people that'll listen to a podcast and take not even an ounce of action. How many people out there still read blogs? I do. I put one out, by the way, in case you didn't know that, over on yoursalesplaybook.com/blog. And we're actually going to be coming up on our 13th anniversary of the blog. And just as a quick side note, because this is all about taking action, that blog, it was a point in my life when, at that point, I really wanted to write a book. I don't really give a shit about writing a book anymore. I just don't. I don't really have the passion for it at the moment. I will someday. And when I do, watch out, because I'm going to write the best effing book you've ever read in your life. But for now, I don't feel I have any business embracing something that I'm that passionate about, right? I think that's fair. But at that point in time, I started thinking about, all right, what are my obstacles here to writing the book? And the biggest obstacle I felt I had at that point was that outside of the organization that I worked for, nobody knew who the hell I was. So I said, all right, man, I've got to get my name out there and create this Castain brand. And I've been thinking about it. And I'm going to kind of use myself as an example of in the beginning of the example of what not to do and then ultimately what to do. But I don't know about you guys. Sometimes, I was really good at writing things down. This is the goal. And even going as far as, here's the plan. But how about executing on that plan? right? How about, as you know, Seth Godin would say, you know, how about delivering it, right? Or shipping it. I was awful at shipping it. So in November of 2008, I said enough. And I got out there and I started my blog. And, you know, it really opened up a lot of doors to me and ultimately opened up, it you know, kind of created a path to owning my own business. That's kind of cool, right? I didn't have any desire at that point to go and take another stab at entrepreneurship, but I'm really glad I did. But, you know, this whole idea of kind of, you know, taking the action or whatever, but I mean, let's continue, right, along this, these lines. I mean, how many times have we taken a course or we've purchased a webinar or gone to, I mean, all the free webinars that are out there, and you do it and you didn't take action, and yet you had a whole notebook full of notes and ideas, and you were pumped up afterwards, right? And if anybody listening to this has ever gone to one of my webinars, you'll know that since we started doing the webinars, it was probably 2012. I started the business back in 2011, so it's 10 years old. Within about a year of starting it, I started doing these webinars. And at one point, for many years, I did one webinar every 2 weeks. But if you ever attended one of my webinars, you'll notice that at the very end of the webinar, I always tell everyone, flag one action item. One action item. Doesn't have to be 10, doesn't have to be 5, even doesn't have to be 3, doesn't have to be 2. Just find one thing and then do it, because I want it to be action-based. But I want to tell you a rather sad tale. And any opportunity that I can show you my war scars and then you guys could avoid getting those scars, I definitely want to do that. It was several years ago, and it was when I worked for Dale Carnegie. My team and I went to this incredible event over in New Jersey at the Meadowlands. And on the bill was the late Zig Ziglar, by the way, the late Colin Powell, Susie Orman, Tom Hopkins. I mean, the list went on and on. And I'll never forget, I was sitting there with my whole team, and I was taking notes as if my life depended on it. And I was getting all, have you ever been in a situation, whether it be, you know, a formal learning environment, or maybe you're just so relaxed, you're on vacation, or in my case, sometimes I'm outside having a bourbon and a cigar, all of a sudden these ideas start coming to you, and you're writing them down. But now here's the sad part of the story. I actually filled the better part of a spiral notebook that day. I mean, it was an all-day event. To me, imagine that. You had a chance to see Colin Powell, chance to see Zig Ziglar and Tom Hopkins, Susie Orman, all these people. Had to be, I'm telling you, had to be at least 15 people that were on this, that were there that day at the venue. You write down all these notes, and then you proceed to do nothing. I'm not kidding. I mean, to me, that's like the saddest story. I'm gonna get a little emotional here. I promised myself I wouldn't cry. I'm getting like that's kind of effed up. And I know I'm not alone in that. I'm telling you that. Not so you think I'm a bigger idiot than you probably do. Who knows? Maybe that's the real purpose here. But I want you to understand that there's a lot of us that do that. And it's not good. So instead of sitting here and turning this into something, man, we're gonna be having a group cry and a group hug, man. There's about two or three things I want to offer you that can help you to take action. All right, because that's the biggest thing here. I want to be very, and before we go on, I just want to be very clear about something. This time of year, I notice, you know, here we are. It's October 24th. And I'm recording this. And a lot of people, if you remember last week's podcast, I talked about, an opportunity in the fourth quarter that most of your peers aren't going to embrace. And that's the concept of getting going on your goals now. Don't wait until January to get going on your goals. So if you remember that from last week, we talked all about it. And if by chance you didn't catch last week's episode, if you go to yoursalesplaybook.com and you look up the blog post for, I believe it was October 17th, 2021, you'll find it there. And I highly recommend that you take the time to listen to it. So we talked about, don't wait until January to get going. But also, too, I noticed that we're going to be coming up on the time of year where most people start thinking about their goals. And you might think, you know, you might start to confuse the two. Thinking about them, or confusing the three, thinking about them, creating a plan for them. But I'm really talking about something else. Yeah, do those things. Think about them. Create a plan for them. But start taking action. I believe that we're all good at dreaming to an extent. We're all good about saying, yeah, someday I want that house. Or someday, you know, I want to kick this other sales rep's ass who's been number one in the company for a few years. Or, you know, I want to, you know, make the top 10 or whatever it is. I think we're good at that, right? I mean, how many times are you sitting around, you're hanging out with your friends? Man, if I won like $10 million, this is what I would do. I think we're fairly good at that. I don't think we're so good at coming up with the plan, by the way. But I think the thing that most of us, you know, really suck at doing is shipping it. It's shipping it. You know, that's the part that's a big problem for a lot of people. So here are two to three things that I want you to do. First of all, never leave the scene of a learning nugget, you know, like where you're like, oh, wow, that's a great idea. I mean, yeah, that's a fantastic idea. Some of you can be coming up on your sales kickoffs. I hope part of the sales kickoff is having some of the successful reps at the company talk about, not brag about, like talk about, hey, here's how I do it. You know, here's five things that, you know, we could call a best, you know, best practices here that I've been doing that, man, I'm kicking ass out there. You guys try it. And if you're like, oh, wow, what a really kick-ass idea that is. Okay. You got to do something about it. So here's how you do something about it. Now, I said never leave the scene of, you know, like that learning nugget without, and you can't always take action in the moment. So here's what I recommend you do. Anytime you get a great idea, maybe now you listen to, oh, I like where he's going with this. I want to try that thing Paul talked about in the podcast. Maybe you're doing a web, you're participating in a webinar or a course, or you're with your coach or whatever it is, or maybe your boss is coaching you and you're thinking, wow, what a great idea. Okay, great idea means dick. I mean, seriously, it means dick until you do something with it. Might as well be a shit idea if you're not going to do anything with it. What's the difference? So what I think you should do in those moments is pull out your phone and actually schedule that activity or that idea. So again, let's just say, for example, somebody gives you an idea that, you know, when you cold call, try this opening. Okay, wow, and you write it down in your notes. Remember, it is useless in your notes until you do something with it. Seriously, don't kid yourself into like, well, I wrote all these notes. Yeah, great. How's that working out? So what I would do then, instead of that, like you get that idea or whatever. Now it's Sunday right now, as of the recording here. And maybe what you just, wow, it's a great idea. You know what, tomorrow I'm going to be doing some calls. I'm scheduling this activity for 9:05 on Monday morning. That's what you do. And when that alert goes off, this is the key, folks. And I'm not kidding. You have to treat it as if you have an appointment with a client or a potential client at that level. Why? Because at that level, you just wouldn't blow off that appointment. But yet, I notice when it comes to, yeah, I was going to do some cold calling, but I had something else come up. Why is it everybody else gets the respect and we keep that appointment? But when it comes to us and something that could move us ahead, something get us close to the goal, something that could go and make that commission check a little bit bigger and maybe make us feel so proud we sit up a little bit taller in our chair for once. we're willing to blow it off. And I don't think that's right. I think that you absolutely deserve to take that action. So I wouldn't let anything get in the way of it. And you know what? There will be things that are just, you know what? I thought I could do that activity. I can't. Now you got to be a grown-up. Welcome to the grown-up world. And you know what you got to do? You got to reschedule that and do the damn thing. You don't let yourself off the hook when it comes to your goals and the action that you need to take to bring those goals to fruition. So that is number one. Never leave the scene of a learning nugget without scheduling the action item. Scheduling it, not writing it. Schedule this week's podcast. I told you the story of when they wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul and how they made it a bestseller. That was their goal. Now, back then, they set the goal, okay, well, every single day, we are going to take five action, you know, have five action items to get us to that goal of a bestseller. So what I had mentioned to you guys, five a day, man, is it's a bit much. And it's hard to do, especially in the fourth quarter when you have other things you're doing. Just under normal circumstances, that's pretty aggressive. So how about this? Why don't we set the bar at a level that you'd almost have to hit yourself and say, what the F is wrong with you, dude? You couldn't do this one freaking thing? Like, hang your head. You know, feel ashamed of yourself, man. Kind of like slap yourself. Snap out of it, bitch. You know, like that kind of thing. Which I think, by the way, and I think this needs to be addressed. I think one of the most degrading thing that a man can do to another man is slap his face and refer to him as a bitch. But I don't know. I just thought I'd put that out there. It may come in handy for some of you guys at some point. But for now, who knows? It's just he's just rambling on. So you want to do... take one action each and every day that is the purpose of that action is to get you to your goal. So let's just throw something out there hypothetical. I mentioned it before. Let's just say that in 2022, you want to get to the top 10, right, of the sales reps in your organization. And that was my goal, by the way. Back, this one company I worked for, that in the first year, I wanted to make, actually for me, I wanted to make the top 20 that year. And there were 300, I think it was either 350 or 375 sales reps internationally, right? And so I set that goal the first year. And in case any of you are interested, I actually placed 12th worldwide that year. Wasn't easy, but there's a lot of things I did to get there. So let's just say your goal. I want to hit the top 10 by the end of 2022. So every day you're going to take at least one, you have at least one action item to get you there. All right. So let's just say day one. One of the things you're going to do, which is actually something you guys should be doing anyway, is talking to a successful rep in your organization. So maybe, you know, the first day, I'm not saying it has to be in this order, but I'm just doing this for kind of, you know, just outline a, you know, a hypothetical for you. What you could do is, okay, day one, I'm going to talk to one of our successful reps. I'm going to talk to somebody in the top 10. Now, but you see, this is where I think there's some, like, deconditioning here. Like, you got to kind of reprogram yourself. Because a lot of people think that it stops at the consumption, that I'm going to consume that information. I'm going to talk to that top 10 rep. Yeah, okay, put a check mark next to it. No, 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 no. What you need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is then have a mission that somewhere in that conversation, you're going to flag at least a few action items that, ready? Wait for it. Wait for it. You're going to take action on. So that's what you're going to do. And then you're going to use my idea of scheduling the action step. All right. Now I'm just going to just beat this up a little more. Okay. Let's just say day two with this one a day action plan. Day two. Yeah. I'm going to read a blog post on a topic that I really need to improve upon to get in that top 10. All right. My mission is to try to find one learning nugget in there that I'm going to use, that wacky guy Castain's crazy idea, and I'm going to schedule it and actually do it. Now, one thing that I just want to sneak in there is, you know, scheduling it for 3 weeks from now, I don't know, man, I you know, or 2 weeks from now or a week from now, I think that the best learning moments are the learning moments where we take immediate action. And I would pay attention to yourself. If you find yourself wanting, yeah, I'll do that next week or whatever, and you're not even going to schedule it, you know, it might be a little something we like to call procrastination. So you got to be careful of that. So step number two is utilizing the one a day action plan. Every single day, you're going to have something scheduled. And, you know, the whole purpose of that action step is to get you closer to the goal. Now, I don't want, and this is my rule, if you're my coaching client, this would be my rule to you, and this is going to be my rule to you now. Except right now, if you're not my coaching client, I can't hold you accountable, but let's pretend I can for a minute. My rule of thumb is, don't you dare say that your action item was, I read this thing about, or I bought this course on, or I talked to this person about. Yeah, that's part of the action plan. But what about the actual action? That's really what we're talking about today. Do that other thing. That's important. But my guess is, if you're listening to this, you're very good at consuming shit. I am, right? We all are. But how we doing in the shipping department, where we're like getting out there and we're trying it, right? That's it, man. You got to get the lab coat on. Pretend this is like one big laboratory, or as some of these shitheads used to say, move to the laboratory, right? Whatever. See, I don't even sound classy when I say that shit. That's why I don't talk that way. But you've got to get out there and try it. So that's number two. Number three, this to me has been a game changer. Not just for me, but for all of the people that I've ever put this one system in place. You ready for this? I mean, this, I'm not kidding, is serious shit that I'm about to talk about. If you are in the car, this is one of those moments I'm going to say, call your client and say you're going to be 5 minutes late, because I believe this next part is worth it for you to listen to and take action on. You ready for this? Get an accountability partner. I'm not kidding you. Get an accountability partner. And now I want to address something, because I might have caught some of you guys. I think I caught some of you. You don't think I can see you or hear you, whatever, but my eye roll detector just went off. I think some of you bastards just gave me an eye roll when I said, get an accountability partner. I'm going to tell you why. And some of you that are a little like nicer than that, not to give me an eye roll, you're probably thinking, I don't need to have an accountability partner because my boss is kind of my accountability partner. No good. I'm not kidding you. No effing good. Your boss is your accountability partner for the ultimate number. That's usually what they give a shit about. I'm not kidding you. Unless you have an exceptional boss, it's usually, well, here's your quota, or here's, you know, your forecast. That's what they are going to hold you accountable for. Now, if you have a really good boss, yes, they will hold you accountable. They'll kind of, I almost used an old expression. I hated this. I almost said, they're going to peel back the onion. I hated that expression. I don't even know why that crossed my path here. But we're just going to sweep that one under the carpet. I don't like it. So what they'll do, I mean, if they're really good, they'll kind of peel it back a little bit. And they'll talk about, okay, well, what kind of activities are you doing to get there and all that or whatever. But see, I think it goes further than that. Because I think that, you know, you need someone to hold you accountable for some of the other things that are involved. Like, you know, and the other thing I just want to say before I forget, your boss also has how many other people that they're holding accountable? They cannot possibly give you the level of attention that you need. They should be a part of it. I'm not saying, yeah, go tell your boss to piss off and say, yeah, Castain said, you ain't no accountability partner, man. I don't know who you think you are, boss man, boss lady. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying I think that you need somebody outside of that person to do it. Let's continue on with some of this eye roll business that I think might have happened here. I think we might have all had a moment together where some of you were like, oh, man, I don't need no stinking accountability partner. Some of you are naive enough to think that you are your best accountability partner. Sounds like you read some kind of shit off of Nike or something there. Like it's some kind of motivational thing. I'm also going to tell you that's no good. And I'm going to tell you why. Unless you are incredibly exceptional. I mean, you're in that rare 1%. There are going to be places where you let yourself off the hook. And at a minimum, we all have a tendency to buy the bullshit lies that we tell ourselves. That may hurt. That might seem like it was a little bit rough around the edges, but it's the truth. We tend to accept the bullshit lies that we tell ourselves. And that's the beautiful thing about having an accountability partner. Because if you have the right one, they're going to be respectful. But they're going to call you out. They're going to call out that behavior. you know, you really need someone who's going to call you out when you don't deliver in that shipping department, right? When you have that bullshit excuse. You know, for example, I got a lot of them. You know, I just did this LinkedIn poll. And I did it on Friday because I figured when you hear what the poll is, I thought it was apropos for a Friday. I asked the question, I mean, do you think Fridays are a good day to prospect, do prospecting activities, you know, hunt for new business? And thank goodness, I mean, I don't know where that poll is at right now. I haven't looked at it in a few days. But, you know, I thought we had at least like 90% was saying absolutely. But there's some other people out there that say, well, you know what? Fridays, you know, are good planning days. So are Mondays. I don't like to disturb customers that day. First of all, I mean, we're going off on a tangent now, in case you guys didn't realize. I am, like, I should have somebody announcing, you know, the tangent has begun. This whole nonsense of disturbing somebody on a Friday, it's a work day. I make no apologies for asking people to do their job on a work day. Now, if you want to tell me, hey, you know, calling them on Sunday or Saturday is kind of a dick move, Paul, you know, I see your point. I get it. Yeah, you are disturbing them. It's a little something called the weekend, right? Look it up. Been around for a long time. So I get that. But yet they have all these stupid bullshit excuses. No, that day, you know, I update my CRM and everything. And on Monday, I feel the same way I do that. All right, so let's just do the math with me, because I'm horrible at this stuff. But if you have two full days a week, you know, like that Monday and Friday, that you're really not engaged in sales activities for whatever bullshit reason you've told yourself, isn't that a big chunk of your week? And then let's have a little fun here. And let's do a little, I don't know, multiplication, right? There's what, 52 weeks in a year and you're trashing two whole days? So what is that, 104 days of your year get trashed? So, you know, it's a little less than a third of your year you have flushed down the effing toilet because of that? Now, you see, if you have an accountability partner, they're going to call you out. I also believe, and, you know, I'm a little nutty like this. Forgive me for getting a little nutty. But I believe that we respond better at the peer level. One of our peers saying to us, like, what's wrong with you, man? You're the kind of guy I want to sell against, man. Basically, you're taking Fridays and Mondays off. You work 3 days a week, bro. I mean, that to me, coming from a peer, is going to hit home more than somebody, and forgive me if there's any bosses listening to this, that somebody that a lot of us regard as a ball breaker anyway. You know, it's your job to break my balls, right? Well, now it's your peers doing it. I just think the message gets through. So you need that person. I mean, but it's amazing. And you know, my job is not to be here and point out what you, this is what you guys are doing. And in that poll, you guys did this. Like, I got it all figured out. I've done it too. I'll give you a great example. This was a while ago, and I did a blog post on this a while ago, man. I'm thinking this had to be 8 years ago. One of my goals at that point was to lose weight and to get going. And I was kidding myself and saying and giving myself that bullshit lie that, you know what, this week isn't really a good week to get started because I got this thing going and next week isn't. And I was like thinking this, like I wasn't waiting until next week to say, oh, and then this week isn't. No, all at once. And the next thing you know, I realized that I just put this shit off for 3 weeks and littered this whole internal conversation with bullshit excuses. Now, again, I'm not saying I'm so exceptional. I caught it. I was like, listen to yourself, right? But there's a lot of time, and certainly in my life, when I didn't listen to myself. And that's why I don't really believe in, you know, you're the best accountability partner. I think an outside person who is a true accountability partner would have, you know, said, Paul, I mean, what is wrong with you? What are you scared of here? Like, are you kidding me? Are you listening to yourself? That was the stupidest effing thing I've ever heard in my life. You cannot begin to get healthier and look better and feel better and shave years off your life because, you know, because this week this is happening and then this is going on or whatever. And you know, you're making every stupid excuse in the book here. You know, what are we going to do here? And that gets you back to that action. So my advice to you would be to get that accountability partner. And, you know, and for those of you, and we're going to talk about our sales program in a moment, but for those of you who have a coach, one of the things that I always tell people, because sometimes people come to me, they tell me point blank, look, I know that you do sales coaching. I have a sales coach. I'm right on the fence right now. I don't know if I want to stay with them or maybe go with you. I've been listening to your podcast for a while or whatever. We have other people who listen to the podcast, and this might be you right now listening, and you're like, you know what? I like this guy. You know, I might possibly like to hire him as a sales coach or whatever. One of the best pieces of advice I could give you if you're looking for a sales coach or if you want your coaching relationship to ascend to a higher level is have an accountability piece in there where, you know, at the end of that coaching session, it should be you telling the coach, okay, based on our conversation today, I see the following as my action items. I will complete the following by the following dates. And then that coach, their job from that point on is not to do the work for you, right? I mean, duh, but I mean, they can't do the work for you, but it's to make sure you do it. So that's why you have the timeline on it. I'm going to be sending you an update 1 week from today so I could tell you of my progress. But in the meantime, you know, in the meantime, I plan on having this one action item done by Monday, this other one by Wednesday, maybe this other one by Wednesday evening, but the following Monday, you get an update. And then what a true accountability partner, you know, again, in a coach would do, just like any other accountability partner, if Monday comes and goes and you don't send that, they should be in your face. And again, when I say in your face, I don't ever mean, okay, now they have a license to be a dick. No, I don't mean that. But if you want to hit this goal, you got to understand this isn't all going to be hugs and kisses here. That somebody is going to get in your face and say, what happened? We committed to Monday. I never heard from you. So I'm assuming I'm going to have these items from you today, right? You know, unless, you know, something came up. God forbid, somebody died or something. I don't know. I mean, maybe they had diarrhea the night before, right? I wouldn't expect anybody to do something with diarrhea, right? Would you? Yeah, I think some of you are the types that would have somebody do something when they have diarrhea, now that I think of it. But we can talk about that another time. We'll have a diarrhea podcast episode. But no, I mean, but seriously, you have to have that accountability. And the minute you start giving bullshit excuses to your coach, they need to call you out. And that is my argument with a lot of coaches that are out there. They're concerned more with getting your check and getting the next payment from you than they are about what's actually good for you. Anyone who is listening to this right now that has gone through my coaching program, you know that I don't put up things that they need to do. You know that I really don't care about the money at that point. If you're not pulling your weight, we have a heart-to-heart. It's really that simple. But a lot of coaches, they don't have the balls to have those tough conversations. So I personally think out of all the things we talked about, having that accountability partner and the idea that you have to face this person, whether it be through your coach, whether it be through this just outside accountability partner, and I think you should speak once a week. I think with an accountability partner, doing it every 2 weeks, that gives you a lot of time to slack, because remember what we did in college? We did the shit the night before. You don't want to do that. So I think on a weekly basis, having that conversation. Now, this whole conversation, and it should be a conversation, because I think we can hide through an email or anything else. I think it should be a conversation, or it could be a Zoom meeting with the video, whatever. But I think when you know you have to face someone inside of a week, you get your shit together. And if you know that person has no problem calling you out, you're going to have your shit together. Watch how this literally is it's like pushing a fast forward button on your results. So those are the things that I have for you. Again, just to kind of repeat what they are, I mean, the whole topic today was this lack of action and how most of us have this bad habit of consuming and then doing absolutely nothing with it, or even setting goals, maybe even going to the next level and having an action plan to hit the goals, but then we don't ship it. We don't get out there and do it. We don't deliver. We don't take all the little action steps. So we said that the first thing is never leave the scene of a learning nugget without scheduling the action. Well, once you schedule it, don't break that appointment. Treat it like any other valuable appointment, right? That's the first thing. The second thing we talked about, utilize the one-a-day approach, that you're going to have one action item every single day that's going to move you closer to that goal. Just one action item. Hey, if you want to do two a day or three a day or whatever it is, that's fine. But the reason why I set the bar at only one is because it's just one. And it would blow your mind how that would add up, right? I mean, if you're doing one a day at the end of the year, and however you want to do it, you're either going to have 250 of these if you're doing it 5 days a week, or you're going to have 365 of these bad boys, right? That's kind of cool. It adds up. So just one, and you're going to focus on that each and every day. The third thing that we said is get that accountability partner. And again, I don't believe that it's an acceptable excuse to say, well, my boss is my accountability partner. They're one type of accountability partner, but they're not going to be thorough enough based on what I'm telling you. And they have too many other people that they have to play that role for. Also, those of you who think that, well, I'm my best accountability partner, in theory, you're absolutely right. I can't argue with that. But I also think that we cut ourselves breaks when we really shouldn't. We're not quite as good at it as we think we are. Otherwise, you know, those of you who think you're really good at it, look at some of the bullshit lies you've been telling yourself about a variety of things. If there's not somebody there to call you out or to, you know, not let you off the hook, I don't think you're going to be able to push that fast forward button. And with that, before we you know, call it a day here, folks, I'm really pushing this new course that we have, this new sales training program, because I've never done anything like it before. In the past, I've always offered either my one-on-one coaching program, or I've offered various forms of training, whether it be webinars or me coming out there to train your sales team or courses. You guys get the idea. But what I did here was I combined the best of both worlds into what I believe is a kick-ass sales training program. So what do I mean by that? In this program that we have, the sales training program, you and I are going to work one-on-one, and you're also going to have on-demand training that you're, you know, pre-recorded sessions that you're going to go through. So this way you can't hide. And that is my biggest pet peeve with a lot of training, is that you can kind of hide. You know, you go through it, you're one of, you know, 300 people taking the course or whatever, and the instructor really isn't going to hold you accountable. But you see, if you're in my one-on-one program here, I am going to hold you accountable. You're going to have that accountability. I was thinking about South Park. What do they call it? Accountability buddy, whatever it was. I was kind of going down that road. But no, you're going to have an accountability partner in me, and I take your success very, very seriously. Now, let me just take you through how this works, just so you get an idea. We start by taking a really good x-ray, right? Like a good doctor before they do surgery is taking an x-ray. And I have a process, and I call it the sales x-ray. And we take a really hard look at, you know, I guess the best way for me to describe it would be similar to a SWOT analysis, but man, my, you know, but maybe the better way to describe it, a SWOT analysis on steroids. And we're going to take a good look at what kind of qualities that we need to develop in you. And then we're going to focus on those qualities a number of ways, both in our one-on-one sessions. At the end of every session, I really want those action verbs that we were talking about today. This is an action-based program. So at the end of it, I'm going to always say to you, okay, we just hung out for 45 minutes. What do you see as your action steps? And this is where that accountability partner comes in. If I feel that you are giving me the equivalent, you know, just like a joke in terms of action items you're going to take over the next 2 weeks, I'm going to very politely say, you got to be kidding me, right? You just dropped this kind of money now to do the equivalent of like tying your shoes once over the next 2 weeks? Come on, man, grow up. We got to do something different. Or if I see that you're going too far the other way, that you're really piling your plate too high, you know, I might tell you, hey, take some of that off, man. We got some time on that. You don't have to do 5 million things in the next 2 weeks. So we'll do that. And then what will happen is I have that homework, the homework items due 1 week after that session. We meet every 2 weeks, just, you know, for about 45 minutes. And so, you know, during that time between sessions, is that's one of the things that makes this program very, very special, because a lot of people feel really good during their coaching session. They feel motivated. They feel that, you know, they're supported and they're getting some great answers, hopefully. And then that's over. So what happens in between? So what I like to do is have assignments that people do. You'll be going through, you know, we'll take it piece by piece, a portion of a pre-recorded training. So you'll have that reinforcement. You'll have the feedback from me when you send me your assignment. But here is the best part. I want you to picture a help desk, that when you need answers, you have someone you can go to. And that's what I'm going to be for you. So you get an email, and before you respond, hey, Paul, I'd love to get your perspective on this. How would you respond? You'll get that feedback. Hey, you know, I've got to call someone. Here's what I'm, you know, can we just kind of kick around what I was going to say? You'll get that feedback. I want to send this email or whatever. You know, could you just eyeball it and tell me what you think or whatever? And then also, too, you're going to be getting a lot of templates that I've created over time. And I'm going to be handing that on to you to help you out so you don't have to create all that. And you'll have templates from everything from, you know, call scripts to email templates, voicemail templates, you know, meeting templates, how I kind of open a meeting and some of the questions that I ask and things like that. So all of that is available. But I think the best selling point I could possibly offer you is that you're going to have that accountability, and you're going to get it from someone who's been selling for a hell of a long time. I mean, I've been selling now for, it is 30, I almost don't want to admit how long that I've been selling for. It's 38 years, right out of high school, I started selling. And you also get the benefit of something, and I want to be just, you know, about as blunt as I can be with my honesty here. There's a lot of people who are good at sales because they, you know, not a lot of people. There are some people who are really good at sales. because they just are that gifted. And they don't know what it's like to struggle. I'm the opposite. I'm good at sales because I made every dumb mistake in the book. And you guys know, if you've listened to me more than, you know, a few times, I always say when it comes to dumb mistakes, you guys will never outdumb me. I've made them all. I learned from them. And that's how I became very, very good at sales. Not because, you know, I was some brilliant, gifted salesperson. I'd like to think maybe somewhere in there that would exist. But I'm sure a lot of my early bosses, you know, the people that I reported to, my early sales managers, would tell you, you know, he was very stubborn, he was very arrogant, and, you know, he did the following mistakes, even though we told him not to do it. But damn it, you know, once he got his ass kicked, the guy got up, brushed himself off, and he made the proper corrections. So if you'd like to learn about this program, now, I'm not pulling some kind of a cheesy sales tactic here. This is just the way it's going to work out. There's going to come a point in time when I'm not going to be able to offer the one-on-one part anymore, because it's just, I have so many hours in the day, and, you know, maybe at that point, somewhere down the line, I'm going to have to move into like group coaching where there's several people at once and we're all talking and, you know, having a conversation, whatever, very similar to like a mastermind. And if you'd like to get information, please go to yoursalesplaybook.com/get started, all lowercase letters, all one word, yoursalesplaybook.com/get started.